Grab those reindeer and jump in the sleigh. We're going on a musical holiday road trip.
Oh, I have a few friends here, and I'm sure there are others that have never been to this show before. And you got to be thinking to yourself, what does this have to do with Christmas? What kind of Christmas show is this anyway? Well, folks, this is the ultimate Christmas show.
Christmas time again. Decorations hung by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and for many, Christmas is as much about the music as it is about the holiday itself. One local favorite musical performance in north central Wisconsin is the John Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza. It's a holiday tradition for 25 years at Wausau's Grand Theater. While no two performances are ever the same, the annual show brings together more than a dozen talented musicians who delight audiences with their songs, their humor, and the delightful holiday spirit they bring to the stage. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. This year's Altenburg Christmas program is canceled, another casualty of the coronavirus pandemic. We'll need to wait another year before we can once again enjoy that all-star lineup that dazzles audiences year after year with incredible performers from throughout the region who have combined to record more than 80 albums. Today, we look back at some of our favorite performances from past programs with the help of two guests. Joining me today is John Altenburg, Mosny native and nationally recognized jazz and blues pianist. John is also a composer, arranger, and producer, and the man who, in 1995, gathered a group of friends for the first ever Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza, then called the Altenburg Jazz and Blues Show. John, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay? Everything's
sure
good?
Sure can. Everything's okay, good. All right. Also with us today, Wausau veteran guitarist Mitch Vigut. He plays a vital role in each annual program. Welcome, Mitch.
Good morning, Shereen. How are we doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for being here. You can join the conversation, too, by calling 800-780-9742 or emailing us at route51@wpr.org. Callers, please allow plenty of time for our producer to answer your call. So, John, take us back to the beginning. The show made its debut in 95, but those Christmas jam sessions at the former Scott Street Pub in downtown Wausau, I feel like that probably is where it all began.
That's exactly where it all began. Probably around 89 or 90, somewhere in there, we used to get a group of people around Christmas time and just kind of hold a big jam session. And they just became extremely popular to the point where I thought, you know, we should get a bigger venue. And so I came up with this idea to rent out the Grand Theater. And now when you rent out the Grand Theater, you don't, it doesn't come with staff, at least not on stage staff. So we're pulling guys like out of the woodwork, like Ricky Walters to do our lights, you know, from City Bike Works, you know.
Yes.
He's passed on, but boy, we have a lot of good memories. Guys like Gully and all sorts of guys just to be stage hands and run lights and all that sort of thing, you know, in the early days.
So Mitch, how did you become part of the effort?
Well, John and I have been friends for a long time, and a lot of people, Aircraft used to play at the Athens Community Hall every Christmas, if you ever remember that. And when we quit touring, John and I were hanging out, and he invited me to become part of the show.
Yeah. When you think about how much time has gone on, you originally intended this 10-year run for the show. You took a hiatus, came back. This year, obviously, COVID spoiled everything. But how has the show really evolved and changed from those early days to now?
Oh, boy. I remember the very first year. I think Janet Planet and I are the only original members. Chris O'Keefe hung in there for many years until he moved away to Seattle. But, you know, I can't even remember who was in the first year, you know, to be quite honest with you. I think it was a drummer named Andy Elgeier, and we had a whole different stage setup. And we brought in Mike Matheny from Kansas City, from the famed, you know, Matheny brothers, you know, the jazz guys. And it was just, we had no idea what we were doing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And now it's pretty much turnkey. You know, everybody, we email everybody the songs and the music, and we have a quick rehearsal the day of, and we go on with the show. So it's a lot more organized than it certainly was in the early days.
But really, you one time basically you practice beforehand. That's it.
Yeah. That's basically it. The day before, we just kind of pass out the music and make sure we get everybody who's going to solo on a certain song. We kind of figure all that stuff out, get the sound check on the Grand Theater stage, and set it all up. And then we do a run through of the day of the show in the afternoon. And then that night we do it, and that's it. And there's just nothing more, because hardly anybody lives around here. There's a few locals, like, you know, Mitch and Paula and myself and a few others. Sure. But, you know,
now that we know Zoom works so well, we might start rehearsing via Zoom calls.
There you go.
Hey, that's an idea for you. Yeah. Well, I mean, you've had so many strong talents over the years. You mentioned Janet Planet. You've had some great vocals from Dan Doherty, Paula Hall, Brad Emanuel. Just recently, one voice that I have to say that stands out to me in my memory of the show is Luke West. How did you connect with Luke?
Well, Luke and I go way, way back. He actually recorded on my very first album back in 1989. And he was also, you know, he did some shows with us here and there, like, I don't even remember what they were anymore, but, you know, periodically, once in a while. And he was part of that early Scott Street pub group that I talked about. And I don't know, he was a touring member of the Grassroots and all that. So, I mean, Luke's been around forever, very well accomplished musician and singer. And, you know, it just seemed obvious to have him, you know, do one of the shows.
Luke played in my original band, Still Rock, from Athens, Wisconsin, remarkably back in the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, a true talent, certainly. So so let's hear Luke's version of Winter Wonderland.
circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until all the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? No, your nose is a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
That was Luke West on Route 51, where we are joined by John Altenberg and Mitch Vigut today. A look back at years of holiday performances at Wausau's Grand Theater. For Wisconsin blues fans, and maybe I should say Midwest blues fans, Otis McLennan is practically a household name. And I feel like the early years of the show may have had more of a blues focus than it might now. What do you think is so special about Otis and the way audiences react to his music?
Oh, boy. Otis has been around for ever and ever. And, you know, he just was always a good, solid performer and, you know, had a lot of great recordings out. I think Mitch actually recorded an album or two of his back in the day. And, you know, he's just a fun guy to have part of the show. And he's, you know, he's played many, many of the Christmas shows over the years.
Didn't his daughter join for one of the programs, too?
She did. She did. And she actually, I think, either wrote or arranged the song for him to sing, too, which was...
A couple of them, I think she played in,
yeah. That's so cool. Well, let's hear a clip from Otis McLennan featured here on I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing. Glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. Have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choir will be singing Silent Night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, darling, by New Year's night.
Earlier, we talked about the show's roots, performing at the Scott Street Steak and Pub. I remember Otis, who we just heard playing there in the past, too. And, you know, back in the late 80s, their house band was the Petrified Alien Brain Band. Remember, they played, like, I think every Thursday night. Chris O'Keefe, the lead guitarist on that. We talked about him. And, I mean, what a talent he was. And as you mentioned, he played on most of the programs. I think the most memorable performance he's ever given, at least in my memory, happened shortly after his mother died. Tell us about that.
Right. So I don't know if the story that he tells is on the recording or not, but it was a song, at least I think there's two songs included in this. And one was a song Chris wrote. And then the second part is Edelweiss, which was his mother's favorite song. So it's kind of a nifty little instrumental. And then it kind of goes into Paula Hall singing. So again,
all right, You're listening to John Altenberg and Mitch Vigood, a look at 25 years of the John Altenberg Christmas extravaganza. Certainly a year like no other. Let's listen to a portion of Chris O'Keefe now. I'm Shereen Seewert. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I lost my mom about 3 months ago, and her birthday would have been 3 days ago, and she would have been 91. And she was a really big influence and a big part of what brought me here. So you can either thank her or hate her for that. But she was also a big influence in the city. She kept it real quiet, but she starred in tons of community theater plays, and she helped found the Wausau Children's Theater and did all kinds of cool stuff. And so I wrote a little lullaby, just kind of a little thank you and goodbye to her.
Years ago, John came to me, and I actually was working in radio then, and he said, I got this idea that I want to do this Christmas thing. And I thought, well, I suppose I could have you on my program and talk about it a little bit, I guess, like as a favor. Well, who knew what magic it would bring to our lives? And it really is magical what happens here on stage every year, and I'm so thankful to be a part of it. With that, enjoy the show. Have a wonderful evening. Here's John Altenberg.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. I'm just kidding, I don't say. But I talk a lot. I'm John Altenberg, and I am from Mosinee. That's right. There's an old saying, if you can't spell it, you can smell it. We don't like that. We do not like that. I admit, I am a Facebook addict. I don't want to brag, but my popularity is skyrocketing. I'm kind of a big deal. I really am. Just this past year, I was poked 13 times. I was asked to play Candy Crush 27 times. I was also invited for 50 Cent Wing Night at the Pit Stop Bar and Grill in Mosinee. But the biggie, the biggie of my Facebook year was when Keith Richards accepted my Facebook request, friend request. That's right, Keith Richards. You may remember that name as a guitar player for the Rolling Stones. Of course, this Keith lives off of Highway X outside of Mosin. I guess you could say I'm kind of a Facebook geek. Facebook nerd. Actually, my sister Lynn claims I'm nerd altogether. She really does. And I said, Lynn, that's very hurtful. Why would you say that? She said, John, let's examine the evidence. You played in a polka band in college. You have every Star Trek movie ever made on DVD. And at any one time, you have at least 25 episodes of The Big Bang Theory recorded on DVR. You, my friend, my brother, are a nerd. I guess I had to admit maybe I have a little nerd in me, but I'm guessing there's a few nerds in here, too. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. So if you know the words to this song, you must sing along. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't hold back. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty. I didn't know if that was going to work, but I like that one.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. John Altenberg and Mitch Bigut are here today, our guests, playing some of the best clips from live performances at the annual Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza at Wausau's Grand Theater. You can call us, too, 800-780-9742 when calling. Please allow enough time for our producer to answer your call. Or email us at route51@wpr.org. What we just heard was an introduction from a show, I don't know, about 10 years ago. And every year you start with an opening monologue. It's different every year. You skewer yourself. You skewer pretty much everybody in the area. When did you decide to start opening the show that way? How did that happen?
It's completely by accident. Somewhere in the early years, maybe in the first two or three years, I made a joke just kind of off the cuff, and it wasn't planned or anything. And next thing I know, somebody said, oh, you got to do that opening monologue again. And I'm like, well, I really didn't do an opening monologue. And I thought, oh, well, that's not a bad idea. And now I'm stuck doing it every single year. And I absolutely despise it, but I can't stop because I'm not a comedian. You know, I'm a piano player. So I got to come up with new material. And, thankfully, Wausau has provided me with much, much material, especially through the mayoral candidates and the mayors over the years. So,
and John, you are a comedian.
Does anyone ever get mad? I mean, or is everyone pretty much a good sport?
They get mad if I don't say their names. I remember Jim Tipple. He got mad at me because after one of the shows, because I didn't hammer him hard enough. Seriously. He goes, is that all you got, Altenberg? That's all you got? And I go, well, wait till next year, you know. So We just go after it.
Fun stuff.
Right, and I got a new mayor to pick on this year, and I had a whole bundle of material, and I couldn't use it. Oh, man.
I'm sure it'll keep till next year.
I hope so.
Yeah, sure. Well, I got to say, as we were preparing for this program, we reviewed a lot of material from the past 25 years. And well, it's all fantastic. But I have to say, this piece from Janet Planet is one that stood out. Janet at her absolute best. Let's listen now to Janet sing a traditional holiday favorite.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice.
That is Janet Planet, and this is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We are joined by John Altenberg and Mitch Vigut today, looking back over 25 years of incredible performances. Now, Paula Hall joined later in the show. Janet was with you from the start, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So Paula Hall joined a few years ago. How did you discover her? She's become kind of a staple whenever you perform, not just for the Christmas show, but for other performances now too.
Right. For our group, Johnny and the Motones, she joined us. Oh, it was a New Year's Eve and we were playing. We were playing on the Grand Theater stage for New Year's Eve. And it was a big party. And Paula was bartending on the other end of the stage. Right. And I always heard that she could sing. And so Mitch got the crowd going. The place is packed. And we yelled out for Paula to come up on stage because Mitch always gets everybody to come on up. He gets, you know, politicians and everybody to come up on stage and sing. And I literally ran off stage, grabbed Paula from behind the bar, brought her up on stage, and she's been singing with us ever since. So that's the story with Paula Hall. And we love her. And, you know.
Good call, Mitch. Good call on that. Yeah. Yes. Now, a little while ago, we heard a Chris O'Keefe piece in which he collaborated with Paula, and we'll play the Paula's part of that piece.
Oh, okay.
Here, let's hear Paula Hall now on Route 51. That was Paula Hall with Chris O'Keefe, such an amazing talent, both of them. Dave Sandin was part of Aircraft with You, Mitch, in the 80s. His voice is so unique. You could just, I mean, it's so immediately identifiable. When did he become part of the show?
When was it, John? About 5 years ago? Dave started playing some Motones gigs with us, and we said, hey, come on and join the Christmas show.
Right. Something out of that order.
Yeah.
And does he still live around here or does he come back for this?
Yeah, Dave is still a Wausau native.
He's still a Wausau.
He works out on the road quite a bit, but yeah. Crazy talking about Luke before. It was like Dave Sandin and Luke Moret were both in the band with me in our teenage years.
Sure. Well, let's hear a clip from Dave singing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. When you hear voices singing, let the carving deck the halls in balls of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas dinner ring. People singing merrily in an old-fashioned way. Tommy!
Another great memory from the John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza, this time featuring Dave Sandin. Before we take a break, Mitch, I know you love to get the crowd involved. It's one of the things you do. You're telling people, take pictures, post stuff to Facebook, post things to Instagram. I mean, how does it feel when the crowd starts to really respond and almost becomes part of the show itself?
I mean, I think that's what being an entertainer is all about. I think for the 25 years I was on the road with aircraft, we played 300 days a year, and you kind of learn it isn't about you. You want to have fun with the people. Well, make sure the audience is having a good time.
Yeah, well, we'll play a clip of that now. It's Hey Oh. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
You got to stand up and sing a little to the band. It goes, Hey Oh. Can you sing it back?
Hey Oh.
Everybody say, Hey.
Back on Route 51, I'm Shereen Seward. John Altenberg and Mitch Vigut are here today playing some of the best clips from live performances at the annual Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza at Wausau's Grand Theater. You can join the conversation, too. The number to call is 800-780-9742. When calling, please allow enough time for our producer to answer your call. Or you can email us at route51@wpr.org. Just now we heard violinist Randy Sabine, along with Bernie Dick from Mosinee. Randy's always fantastic. I mean, just stellar. But Bernie was a new addition that year. Do local musicians come to you? I mean, how do you put this together? How do you find who plays?
Well, sometimes people kind of, you know, jockey for position to try to get into the show and all that, but that doesn't really work. That doesn't really work at all. Bernie plays with Jerry Schmidt, who's none bigger than Jerry right now. And Bernie, I've known since high school. And so Jerry got me to play like a theater gig over in Western Wisconsin about a year and a half ago. And then I brought him in on the concert on the square, and we kind of just trade those types of shows with each other, kind of help each other out. And I thought it's time for Jerry and Bernie to get into this show. And, you know, Bernie, he's such a great fiddle player, and to pair him up with Randy Sabine was one of my highlights. I just couldn't wait for it to happen, and it didn't disappoint. Those two guys are completely amazing, and two bigger eggheads you won't find either.
Entertainment extraordinaire, right? Entertainment.
Oh my gosh, those two are something else.
So how do you choose the right music? I mean, does everyone have a say, or do you decide for them? How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, they'll give me some ideas, and then I put the stamp of approval on it. And if I have an idea for them, but usually people come up with their own stuff, you know, for the most part, and they'll give me some ideas. I'll tell them kind of what I'm looking for, and then we go from there.
So earlier we talked about your musical relationship with Otis McLennan, widely known throughout the Midwest, frontman for Otis and the Alligators. I'd like to hear another clip from Otis right now in true blues fashion.
Thank you. it's all about old Santa coming Christmas Eve. It's more letters than you can believe. The faces of the kids are all aglow when they see the presents on the front room floor. Santa makes his rounds and does his boogie in the town. Old Santa is able to unload his pack of the many, many gifts he carries on his back. If you want old Santa to remember you, there's some odds and ends that you must always do. Santa makes his rounds and does his boogie in the town. Rock, Mr. Santa, boogie all over town. Treat the boys and girls, you make your Christmas rounds. You just boogie in the town, it's scared of presents all around.
That is Otis McLennan on Route 51 as we continue our look back on 25 years of the Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza. John Altenburg and Mitch Vigut are here with us today. Last year, I think, had to be one of my favorite shows in memory. You had some really great additions to the show. Jerry Schmidt was on. He was a lot of fun. You also brought Robin Lee on stage. Tell us about that.
Well, Robin was signed to like Reprise Records back in the 1950s and had some regional hits back when regional hits actually meant something. And so he's been going forever and ever and ever. And I think it was about, I think that was his third year doing the show. And I think he was 87 last year, and he just brings the house down. And I've known Robin through the Rock and Roll Revival things that we do at the Pavilion and all that. At the Rothschild Pavilion, and he's just a great guy, and he just comes in, he just gets the job done, and there's no monkeying around. Done, you know. So we love Robin.
Let's hear a clip from last year's program with Robin Lee.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten, children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright. May all your Christmases be
That was Robin Lee on Route 51. You're listening to John Altenburg and Mitch Vigut, a look back at 25 years of the John Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza at Wausau's Grand Theater.
So, I got to say one thing, Shereen.
Yeah.
Doesn't, at 87 years old, he give us all hope? You know, I mean, if you can be that good at 87 years old, it's just an amazing thing.
It is, and you're right. He does bring the house down. Everybody loves it when he gets
that's
up
amazing.
There, and he so thoroughly enjoys what he's doing that you can feel that when he's singing.
So
Brad Emanuel is very much a regional favorite. I mean, he's playing live shows throughout central and northern Wisconsin year round. I mean, at least in normal years. And kind of the cool kid on the block these days. So how did you hook up with Brad Emanuel?
I have absolutely no idea how that started. Somehow I got to know him, but I don't remember, you know, through the whole typical music kind of connection and everything. And he's got something called Brad on the Sand out on Lake Dubé that Mitch and I have been a part of couple of times, and it was like 3,000 people show up, you know, and stand in the water to listen to Brad. And you know, it's another one kind of like Jerry, where we just kind of pass those things around, kind of pass gigs around whenever it's appropriate. And, you know, there's none bigger than Brad right now. You know, he's about as popular as it gets. So, you know, you bring him in.
What kind of energy does he bring to the show?
You know, a lot of people don't realize he was a music major in college and all that sort of thing. So he's not just some guy that's whipping out, you know, songs on the guitar. He's actually well-versed in music. He comes in with his own charts. He writes out all the horn parts and all that sort of thing. We don't have to worry about him whatsoever. Comes in completely, you know, prepared and ready to rock. So love Brad. Yeah.
Well, let's hear a piece of Brad Emanuel with his version of Nothing for Christmas.
1, 2, 3.
That is Brad Emanuel featured in a recent program. What a great performance that was.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have been performers forever. I mean, for decades.
Easy, Shereen, easy.
Come on, we're about the same age. I can do that. So, but I guess I have to wonder, do either of you get nervous when you go on stage? Have the butterflies gone away? Does it feel normal? Or do you still get that right beforehand? And John, I know you pace behind the stage before every program.
I don't get nervous playing the piano. I can do that. That's not an issue. It's when, like at the Christmas show, if we're talking that specifically, it's that opening number, making sure everybody's there. I'm nervous before the show starts that everything's going to come together, you know, all, whether it even be musicians or other personnel, and that, you know, nobody fell down the steps or something, you know. So I don't really get nervous on the stage, but I do get a little butterflies. But I had the worst stage fright when I was young that I, you know, that you can possibly imagine, you know, to be a performer. And so I kind of trained my brain just to go, if I don't get that butterflies in my stomach, it's not worth doing. And so over the years, you know, just kind of went away, and or I learned to deal with it, you know, in a more positive way than a negative way.
I think, right, it's a positive to be able to get your blood pressure up a little bit before you go on stage, especially after you've been doing it for a long, 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 long time, you know? So, it's a very good feeling.
Yeah. I mean,
fright's the wrong word, though. It's not really like a stage fright, like you're, you know, 13 and you're playing for the first time. I think it's more like, this is just really exciting because the show is usually sold out, and it's exciting to see all your friends and everybody else.
How do you keep it fresh every year? I mean, you've been doing this so long, and every show feels new. Every show feels different. People come back year after year. They're not saying, well, I saw that last year. How do you keep it fresh?
Well, I think, you know, bringing in new people periodically over the years, you know, some just never go away. Randy Sabin is one of these guys that we brought in for 1 year, and 20 years later, he's still with the show, you know, so there's just some of those people that stuck around. Mitch is another one.
Well, I've written 15 different songs for 15 different shows, and I think Janet has a different song, and Randy has you know what I mean? A lot of the people are doing different material all the time, so you kind of might be the only time you've ever played that song is at the show. So there's an excitment there.
Yeah.
And the audience doesn't know, you don't know. And
so
it's fresh.
Before we wrap up, I want to ask both of you about your favorite memory from past shows. I mean, there have been a lot of magical moments. There have been a lot of funny things that have happened. Mitch, what stands out to you as one of your favorite things?
I think my favorite was a couple years ago when Dave Sandin and Janet did the duet of what song was it again, John?
Change.
Change
is going to come.
Change is going to come, and it's like there's those moments where you're as a musician, even your hair stands up a little bit, and it was like, wow, this is like special and in the moment, and I think that was one of my favorite moments.
John, what about you?
Oh boy, that's such a hard question. Maybe we used to give a bike away every year when Ricky Walters was still alive, and he had the City Bike Works when he used to run the spotlight. And what you had to do, we had all the numbers on a dartboard, all the seating chart. So all Otis had to do was hit the dartboard, and somebody's going to win a bike, depending on what number he is. He threw three times and missed the dartboard every single time. So, and I remember, you know, finally just going up there and saying, and he had to throw it from 2 feet away, and he finally hit the thing while the place is going up, of course. And to find out, you know, he used to be a quarterback on his football team. You know, couldn't hit the dart.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that is all we have time for today on Route 51. John, thank you so much for being here today. I truly appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you for having us.
Mitch, thank you. Thank you for sharing with
us. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Right,
appreciate you both. I'm Shereen Seewert. Our executive producer and on-air producer today is Rick Ryer. Our producer is Joy Ratch-Kramer. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today from the cast of the John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route 51. From all of us at Route 51 and Wisconsin Public Radio, have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful holiday season. We'll be off the next 2 weeks for the holidays ourselves, but back in January with our annual Cabin Fever program. Until then, we're heading out of town and leaving you with the sounds of Janet Planet and Amazing Grace.
Through many, many dangers, many toils, many snares, I have already that brought me safe thus far.